Is there any small people who would like to come to the front? Any children? Good morning. Have you been to any beautiful parts of the world? You have. Where have you been?
Australia.
Australia. What's beautiful about Australia? What did you see there that was beautiful? That wasn't quite right. What did you see there that was beautiful?
Beautiful.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. You have been anywhere beautiful? Yeah. Absolutely. Is that on your on someone's farm? Yeah, absolutely. We do live in a beautiful place, don't we? Cynthia, have you been anywhere beautiful? I bet you have. No? Okay, I've got a photo up here, I think. Has anyone been to that beautiful part of the world? That's only about 2.5 hours away? Milford Sound? Yeah? Cool. There's another beautiful part of the world that I want to go and visit one day on the next slide. Do you know where that is? The Grand Canyon, yeah. Who of the adults department's been there? Oh, Joe's got her hand straight up. Cool, great. Yes, is it worth going to? Cool, great. This next one's a bit close to home as well. This is in New Zealand. Does anyone know that one, that place? Mount Aspira? Yep. That's good. Yep. Okay. Rightio. Can we have the next piece, please? That's the world. And the world is broken up into lots of different continents. Do you know some of the continents around the world? We're doing geography this morning.
I can see where we live.
Fantastic.
The island down
there. Yep, you're right. I've got a world map with New Zealand on it, that's good. Cool, yep. Do you know, does anyone know any of the continents? No? You'll do this at school. There's North America and South America. There's Europe and Africa. And across that big, see that big pink one at the top? That's Russia. But that's part of a big continent called Asia. And Australia is a continent all by itself because it's so big. And then you've got the ones at the top of the world and then the one at the bottom of the world, Antarctica. Okay? So I may have missed another one. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't write it down. However, today, our speaker is from one of those continents, a continent of Asia. So this is the continent of Asia, and you can see that great big country that's not pink this time, that's Russian Federation at the top, and then there's another big one down the bottom there, China. But the country where our visitor comes from this morning is, I think it's in the middle of the next map. Nope. No, there is no next map. Okay. Right. Well, that's in this country that our guest comes from. And it's a place called Tajikistan. Can you say that? Tajikistan. Try it again. Tajikistan. Yep, it's tricky. Okay. But look, what do you think it's got?
Mountains.
Mountains, absolutely. A bit like New Zealand, eh? Okay, it's also got
rivers.
Yes, that's bigger than a river. A lake. That's right. It's got lots of lakes. A bit like New Zealand. And guess what? It's got people, just like New Zealand. And they have people have whoops, people have jobs, like the man in the top there, and. They've also got something that we have similar as well. That's an aluminium smelting plant. Now, I'll just give credit to Wikipedia for lots of my information this morning. So it's good that you can copy and paste the photos. So do those people look sort of like people you know? You might not know personally, but they've got two arms and two legs, just like you. They're people, okay? So they have different jobs to do. He's selling fresh food in a market. We don't get our food like that, but if you go to places than Australia, but you go lots of other places in the world. That's how people go shopping. Cool, eh? It smells really interesting when you go to markets like that. Cool. Who in the adults have been to a markets like that? Yeah. It does smell interesting, doesn't it? Yeah. Cool. All right. So my point is, and I'll invite Marina up this morning because, you know, she's going to be talking to the adults shortly, but over there they do speak a different language, and Marina's native language is Russian, but she still speaks English, so you will understand her. But I'll, yeah. would you like, can I get you to say hello in Russian or however you...
Hello in Russian. Well, I speak Russian as my native language, but also in Tajikistan, the actual primary language is Farsi. And Farsi, they speak in Afghanistan and Iran. So hello in Russian sounds Zdravstvuyte. And in Farsi, it sounds Salam Aleikum, which means peace to you.
There you go. I'm looking forward to what you've got to say. Cool. Rightio. That's pretty much, we'll just pray and then we'll do our song. And then because there's no Sunday school this morning, I have a small activity for you. And I'll give you that in a minute. But it's some work to do with Tajikistan. It's going to help your geography. And if the parents can't understand what Marina's saying, they can look at yours and go, oh, I understand now. Okay, so I'll give you that in a minute. So let's pray first and then we'll sing. Lord, I thank you that in Psalm 19 says that your glory is shouted in the heavens. Lord, and thank you that you've let us see some of that here in New Zealand, but also in the beauty of the mountains and lakes of Tajikistan. Lord, thank you for the people who come from there. Thank you for the jobs they do and the work they do. But Lord, most of all, thank you that you died for them just as much as you died for us. Lord, and I thank you for the truth of Jesus that reaches across all boundaries. Lord, I pray that you would help grow our understanding of your plans and of what you want us to do to be involved in sharing that. In Jesus' name, amen.